Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Adelaide News Briefing. Licensed venues in SA would be forced to have a dedicated staff member for managing crowds under plans being developed to prevent a second wave of coronavirus in South Australia. The new crowd controls were discussed by the state's transition committee yesterday, but Labor's Stephen Mulligan, who was speaking from a pub in the city, says venues need more help.
Each of these businesses is losing thousands of dollars per week. This government, if it's going to impose further restrictions, even if it's going to continue the current restrictions, it needs to provide far more financial assistance than what's been available.
Another dark day for Victoria, with coronavirus claiming a further 21 lives. 410 people have been diagnosed in the past 24 hours, with more cases popping up outside of Melbourne in Geelong, Ballarat and Bendigo. New South Wales has recorded 18 new COVID cases overnight, with the source of a recent outbreak still unknown. Gladys Berejiklian says the number of mystery cases is concerning.
It's really important to have community members adhere to the advice we've given, but also to step up their rate of testing.
We should now see reduced wait times for post-mortem examinations in South Australia, with Forensic Science SA getting their own dedicated CT scanner. Tipped to help ease delays in the justice system, the scanner means forensic pathologists will have to perform fewer full post-mortem examinations. There are currently more than 1,200 post-mortem reports waiting to be completed in SA. 15% of those are over 12 months old. Port Adelaide's gearing up for a tough encounter against the Cats on Friday. A win for the Power would make it four on the trot, while Geelong can cement its spot in the top four with a victory. Veteran midfielder Travis Boke says their rivals are the complete package.
They're leaders for one. Obviously, Sal and Dangerfield through the middle. Hawkins has been in great form up forward. But they're just, I think, just well-rounded across the whole board. We're going to have challenges in all lines. And, you know, I think they move the ball quite well. They hold the ball quite well.